The next point of interest in this trail is the Two Brewers Inn, situated some 300 metres from the Cherry Tree Restaurant, along the east side of the High Street. The Two Brewers Inn appears to have spent most of its time as two separate properties. A closer look at the ground floor reveals an archway between the two front entrances to the building, the centre of the arch housing the bar area. Until the building was redeveloped in the early 1950s, the larger building on the north side housed the Mechanics Institute and the Conservative Club, and the smaller building on the south side, the Two Brewers Inn, formerly the Queen's Head. In earlier times, the archway between them was the primary route for the fire engine to reach the High Street from the Olney Fire Station situated towards the rear of the property, adjacent to East Street. After the siren had sounded, summoning the firemen to the station, it must have been exciting to watch the fire engine, with its bell frantically ringing, emerge from the narrow archway into the High Street. The photographs of the former two brewers were believed to have been taken in the late 1940s or perhaps the early 1950s. The first clearly shows the size of the archway leading from the High Street to the Two Brewers Yard, which led directly to the fire station beyond at the bottom of the yard. The second photograph, again taken from the High Street, shows a closer view of the archway, and particularly the sheet metal tracks used to align a vehicle's wheels when passing through the archway so as to avoid damage to the walls of the archway. The ODHS is indebted to a granddaughter of Bob Ford, former manager of the Two Brewers Inn, for providing these photographs for inclusion on this website. During World War II, on the night of the 28th of October 1940, a German bomber dropped a fairly large bomb in the meadow on the Clifton Range side of the River Ouse, adjacent to the railway line. It was supposedly intended for the railway bridge, which it missed by a couple of hundred metres or so. However, the resulting blast was so severe that having progressed towards Olney and up the yard of the Two Brewers Inn, it funnelled through the archway and completely blew out the two large shop windows of the shop on the other side of the High Street, then called Linco Stores and now Stephen Oakley Estate Agents. This bombing incident is recorded in Mr. J.J. Garner's World War II diaries, reproduced on this website and confirmed by Bucks County Council's Bombs Over Bucks website, which reports that 69 properties were damaged that night in Olney and Clifton Rains. In the 1950s, the Two Brewers developed into a very popular and successful pub under the management of Bob and Ida Ford, possibly because it catered for a broad age range. When they retired in the 1970s, Jack Druce acquired the tenancy, and again the pub prospered and arguably continued to be the most popular pub in town under his management. Indeed, the business remains successful to the present day. Incidentally, it is reported and broadly accepted that the last appearance of the devil in Olney was at the Two Brewers Inn. The next image is a manually assembled composite view of four adjacent buildings, photographed in the late 1940s. That is, from left to right, the Working Men's Club, now the Carlton House Club, Clifton House, the Olney Mechanics Institute, and the Two Brewers Inn. Clifton House, the next point of interest on this trail, was demolished in the late 1950s.